We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, in other words, right off, he seemed to be all right, but then here the symptoms come back again. He said to me, I'll tell you, for 3 days and nights, I fought that situation. Man, at nighttime, see, you get by pretty good in the daytime. You get taken up with other things. You lie down at night. He said, it felt like something right in the back of my neck was just a pounding. And he said, I'd say, devil, Brother Hagin and I agreed. So I have my healing. The devil would say, speaking to his mind, well, now it's your age. You know, he's pretty sly, isn't he? Now, you're not going to get healed. You know, it's your age. You can't expect, you know, and here he goes. He said, every time I'd answer him, I wouldn't say anything else except, Brother Hagin and I agreed. Because we agreed, it's done. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And he said to me, Brother Hagin, he said, I have something I want you to agree with me about. I'm going to be in the morning service tomorrow and to get you to agree with me. I said, all right, I'll do it. Come on. So he came as only service. He came to visit. He lived out of town, you see, there some way. And so after the morning session was over, he came to me and he said, Brother Hagin, he said, I think he's about 63 years of age at that time. And he said, I just kept having problems, physical problems. And I really didn't know what it was. Finally, my wife said, well, I think you ought to at least go check up, see what's the matter. Maybe we'll know more how to pray or put our faith on it. So he said, when I went and had a physical checkup, the doctor found out that my blood pressure was extremely high. In fact, the doctor was so excited about it that he didn't want him to drive home. His blood pressure is so high. He said, you could have a stroke any minute. I mean, it's above high. It's just super high. You could just have a stroke. You could just pass out any minute. Well, he said, that's all right, doctor. The doctor knew, you know, who he was and what church he's pastor of. He preached divine healing, believed divine healing. The doctor wasn't opposed to divine healing. He said, I know what to do about it now. I know what to put my faith on, and we'll take care of it. Well, the doctor said, okay. So he phoned me. That was the day before that he'd gone. And he said, I want to get you to agree with me. Well, we just joined hand and agreed that he is healed of high blood pressure. Well, now you notice the text said that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, they ask. So that could include healing, couldn't it? Yes. If it couldn't include healing, then he had said if you agree on anything except healing, it'll happen. But anything you agree on, glory to God. Isn't that it? So, he went his way. He didn't come back to visit the meeting anymore. I closed that meeting, went my way. In the process of time, I was back in the city of Houston again, holding a meeting. Some time has elapsed. I actually went over and visited with this pastor because he wants me to come back to his church to hold the meeting. And he and his wife and my wife and I, you know, went out to have a little bite to eat. And he said, you know, Brother Hagin, I asked you to agree with me last year, you know, when you was down here. Yeah, with the high blood pressure. Man, he said, after we agreed. Now, here's something that another side that we need to teach that we don't make clear to people a lot of times. And that is this, that more people lose their healing and I think lose a lot of other answers to prayer over counterattacks than any other one thing. P.C. Nelson said, Dad Nelson, you know, was a founder of Southwestern Bible Institute over in Enid, Oklahoma, moved to Fort Worth, then eventually consolidated, you know, well, consolidated when they moved to Fort Worth, then moved to Waxahachie, Texas, called Southwestern Assemblies of God College now in Waxahachie. Well, Dad Nelson was Baptist, was healed, He'd been in the ministry 32 years as a Baptist minister when he was healed, and the doctor said he's going to have to take one of his limbs off. But they didn't. Praise God. I saw him when he was 74, and he still had both of them. They seemed to be working all right. So he said that about healing. He had a great healing ministry. He said, more people lose their healing over a counter attack than any other one thing. Now, if that's the one main reason that people lose their healing, then we need to focus in on that, do some teaching along that line. You see, in other words, right off, he seemed to be all right, but then here the symptoms come back again. He said to me, I'll tell you, for 3 days and nights, I fought that situation. Man, at nighttime, see, you get by pretty good in the daytime. You get taken up with other things. You lie down at night. He said, it felt like something right in the back of my neck was just a pounding. And he said, I'd say, devil, Brother Hagin, I agreed. So I have my healing. The devil would say, speaking to his mind, well, now it's your age. You know, he's pretty sly, isn't he? Now, you're not going to get healed. You know, it's your age. You can't expect. You know, and here he goes. He said, every time I'd answer him, I wouldn't say anything else except, Brother Hagin, I agreed. And because we agreed, it's done. Hallelujah. I fought that thing for 3 days and three nights. Mostly the nights was the tough part. But I fought it. Held my ground. Every symptom disappeared. He said, I went back to the doctor. He checked up on my blood pressure, just grinning. Well, man, he said, it's normal. It's normal. Now, he's 63 then. I saw him later on one time. He came here to Tulsa to visit in some meeting when he was 75. And he told me, he said, you remember that and you agreed with me, see, about 12 years ago? Yeah. Well, he said, I just had to check up the other day. My blood pressure's normal. Now, it would have been very easy for him to maybe have a stroke. Are continued with high blood pressure. But you see, we agreed on it. But now just because we agreed, and you know, and temporarily he was all right. But then when the symptoms returned, he could have lost it very easily. But what did he do? He stood his ground. Sometimes you just have to stand in there on the Word of God and tell the devil, we agreed, and because we agreed, it's done. It is done. Hallelujah. Because Jesus can't lie, can he? If two of you agree on her, yeah, but now maybe we didn't agree. Well, now you see, the minute you get back over in doubt, you ruin the whole thing. See, begin to look for excuses for it not to work. You've ruined the whole thing. Why don't you look for excuses for it to work? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. All right. I think you could just spend the rest of the day there if you wanted to, talking on that. Two of you shall agree. Now, that 20th verse, we take it out of its setting very often, but it goes along with the 19th verse. You know where it says, For where two are three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, you see, we take that verse and, you know, said, well, you know, church service or some service we have, the Lord's here because he said where two or three. Well, that's true. He is there, all right. But really, that's not what that verse is talking about. It may include that. What he is talking about is that wherever those two people, or three people even, wherever they are in agreement, I'm right there. In the midst of them. Well, now what's he doing in the midst of them? Well, he'd said in the previous verse, if you agree, as touching anything you ask, it shall be done. He's there to hear what you said and to see that it's done. Amen. He's not there just a disinterested person. Thank God he's there. Amen. Well, yeah, but I don't see him. How do I know he's there? Well, because he said he's there. Yeah, but I don't feel anything. I don't have a thing in the world to do with it. These two scriptures are just as true when you feel like they are Or if you feel like they aren't true, they're still true. Your feeling doesn't change. So see, it comes right back again to a faith proposition. Now, faith is the substance of things not seen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, that's why people get into difficulty in the Christian walk when the scripture plainly said in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. But you see, it's so easy to slip back into the natural and start walking by sight. Because in the natural realm, you have to walk by sight a lot of times. Now, it's all right to walk by sight until when you walk by sight, you know, it contradicts what the Word says. Then you don't walk by sight, you walk by faith. Now, for instance, when the service is over and you start to your car and that you see another car coming, you better believe what you see and not step out in front of that car. We might all have some place to go tomorrow that we'd rather not go. Amen? And a lot of things in life, you got your statement from the bank, you got $1.47 balance. And your checkbook balance out. Well, you better not be writing a check for $147. You're liable to get in trouble for writing hot checks. You better believe what you see. So in the natural, you see, a lot of times we have to. But the problem is we get so used to walking by our sight that when it comes to what the Bible said, we want to keep on walking by sight.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Denise Hagin Burns and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Rhema Bible Training College is going to be coming real soon.
Yes, but you know what? You can still apply. We still have spots for this fall.
Yes.
You can go to rbtc.org and apply there. We have courses in pastoral ministries,
yes,
biblical studies, student ministries, world missions, music and media, itinerant ministry.
Absolutely.
And you also just get a basic knowledge of the Bible and the Word of God. So if you're not interested in going into full-time ministry, you just want to learn more about the Bible, come on and join us, rbtc.org.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.